film. But nope. I did all I could do. I took and bought hardened steel threaded bolts that were completely threaded up to the top of the bolt, you know, instead of having long bolts that were only threaded about an inch and a half. Totally threaded bolts, some nuts, some washers. Ran them through where the lug nut lug nuts go through there. I could not get it off. I could not get it off. I used map gas, 3-pound hammer, ball peen hammer. Like I said, everything else came off fine without a hitch. Just that hub did not come out of the knuckle. I tried using pipe wrenches. I tried using pipe wrenches and hitting the handles of a great big pipe wrench. And I'm talking big pipe wrenches that I got from my dad because he's a retired pipe fitter, so I got some pretty big pipe wrenches. Nope, I could not get that thing. I used a whole can and a half of PB Blaster. Nothing. So, I had to swallow my pride, wipe everything down, put everything back on, and I limped it over to a local garage where it's still sitting there because they're so backlogged with vehicles sitting in their parking lot. And they said they wouldn't probably get to it until the 30th of this month or the 4th of the next month.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can.
David RVP. Yeah, I watched some mechanics on YouTube, one guy out in New York, one guy's in Chicago, and they talk about living in the salt belt, or working on cars in the salt belt, how things just get welded right on. The rust under some of the cars they're afraid to put on a hoist to lift them because they're getting so rusty. It's crazy. When we go down to Florida, driving around, you see old Trans Ams, old Camaros, cars you'd never see that would never last this long up here in Michigan. And the corrosion and stuff that they deal with on electrical stuff from all the salt. Yep, you never know what you're getting into with some of those jobs. That's crazy. And there are also a lot of mechanics talking about, with the cars being so expensive nowadays, how people are trying to make their old cars last, and these shops are just booked up with people trying to keep their cars going.
Well, I heard that before. Yep. I believe it. Yeah, man, it just... swinging and swinging at that, getting nowhere. That's just unbelievable. I told my wife, I've never been in this predicament. I've never, ever had problems making repairs or never had to have somebody else do my job for me. I had to lower my standards, which is really deflated my ego, that's for sure. Yep. Normally I can do anything, you know. It's the way I am. But what are you going to do, you know? They've got a hoist, and they've got acetylene torches, something I don't have. I would imagine the salty air would definitely do a lot of corrosion. I know there wasn't much rust as far as what I was trying to get at, just a combination of the knuckle being aluminum and the wheel bearing being steel. I just don't mix, and it just it's corroded inside there where it sits. I know it is. They'll have to try to bang it out from behind the wheel on the CV joint side and push it up that way as they're heating it up. Unless they got a puller of some kind. I don't have anything like that.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.